Good morning. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has chosen his new cabinet after winning a third term in office last week in a majority vote by MPs in Parliament. Despite a pledge to slim down his cabinet, the socialist leader has retained 22 ministers, with many familiar faces amongst them. His cabinet remains largely unchanged except for two members of his previous government, which have accepted higher roles this time round. Finance Minister and the Socialist Party's number two, Maria Jesus Montero, will be the fourth Deputy Prime Minister in a role that could change due to Nadia Calviño leading the race to become president of the European Investment Bank at the end of the year. Felix Bolaños will continue to head the Ministry of the Presidency, but will also take over the Ministry of Justice. Bolaños will be the responsible minister to implement the controversial amnesty law, an offer the socialists relied on to get the votes that would secure a majority. Energy Minister Teresa Ribera, Budget Minister Maria Jesus Montero, Foreign Minister José Manuel Álvarez, and the Labour Minister Yolanda Díaz, the head of the far-left junior coalition partner Suma, have all kept their jobs, while Sanchez appointed Jordi Eru from the Catalan Socialist Party as Industry Minister. The Bank of Spain's governor, Pablo Hernández de Cos, yesterday said he did not see the need at the moment for banks to potentially extend mortgage relief measures for vulnerable households, given the limited use from citizens so far. The new government was planning to extend the annual income threshold to qualify for mortgage relief support to €38,000 as part of a set of measures to help families cope with higher borrowing costs. Under an amended industry-wide code of good practice, the banks are now expected to provide mortgage support for vulnerable families earning less than €25,200 a year. Additionally, middle-class families with an income of less than €29,400 and who were at risk of defaulting would also receive additional protection. The government approved mortgage relief support for more than a million vulnerable households, but so far only around 42,000 requests have been made in the first 7 months of the year, that according to data from the Bank of Spain. And the CCOO union yesterday called on 20,000 warehouse and delivery workers at Amazon's local unit to stage a one-hour strike on each shift on November the 27th, a date known by retailers as Cyber Monday, and the same on the following day to demand better wages and working conditions. There are three working shifts a day at Amazon in Spain. The CCOO, the largest union at the US retailer, wants the company to improve labour safety and acknowledge workplace rights in Spain, boost human resource staff, and raise wages, arguing that the paid does not reflect the volume of workload. Cyber Monday is the first working day after Thanksgiving, an important day for retailers as consumers return to work in the US and start ordering Christmas gifts. Even though the date is not significant in European countries, online retailers also offer discounts and launch special offers similar to those in the United States. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.